Israeli army invaded the West Bank town of Beit Sahur, adjacent to Bethlehem, and killed Raid Aviat, 31, a father of four who was hiding with Raid Abu Jora inside a building inside the town. Both are members of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Israeli soldiers dragged Abu Jora down the stairs, shot him and then arrested him. One of several witnesses, building resident Ibrahim Abu Farha, said he heard explosions and gunfire before Abiyat was killed. He added that the army prevented the residents from viewing the scene.
What happened that there was a lot of explosions in the building that lasted up until the morning, until the army withdrew from the area. When we came down, after the army finally left us, we saw the martyr lying dead on the ground.
Sharif Abu Haddad, a resistance fighter in Bethlehem, says Abiyat had been a target of the Israeli military for some time.
Raad Abiyat is one of the resistance fighters who has been on the Israeli army wanted list for the last 5 years. Members of his family were arrested and interrogated to force him to surrender.
Extrajudicial killings are prohibited under international law, yet the Israeli government has carried out numerous military operations in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, killing members of the Palestinian resistance factions through invasions or by firing missiles from gunships across residential areas, causing the death of many civilians, including children. This is Penny Quinton from IMEMC, Beit Sahur, Bethlehem, Palestine, for Indymedia Radio London.